November 17, PM, Govardhan.
Today, mostly 23 days have Kartik, our Kartik Vrats have passed without any obstacles, troubles. Today we have Kilolkun, Valpokhara, Ratna Devi, Charan Chin, and Shyamvedi. After that, Narad Kun, etc. You had darshan today. You heard kathas also of those pastime places. The main aim of all this is
that
there is very strong potency in all these places. In the pastime places, Krishna, it is similar power like Krishna himself. That is why we conditioned souls through life and life, we are wandering in this cycle of birth and death. We are in this bodily consciousness, and anything connected to this body we consider to be mine, forgetting Bhagavan. We are getting all sorts of troubles. By going to these places, these moods are removed. We will get Krishna Bhakti, and we can be established in our Kshetra Swarup. Especially these pastimes that we are hearing katha, they are not different from Bhagavan. These pastime katha, you can get such potency, such power, that we can easily stay away from these troubles, and we will perform bhakti to Bhagavan and be established in our Siddha Swarup. There is no other method for jivas to cross over this ocean of material world. That is why in Kartik Vrat we visit all these pastime places and perform kirtan and speak about pastime places. Today we went to Narad Kun. One Maharaj. What katha is there? Speak in brief. With the guidance of Guru and Vaishnavas performing our Brajmandal Parikram, today the places that we visited today, Narad Kun's, that best pastime, Gurudev has ordered me to speak something about Narad. Narad Ji's character and the pastime story of this Narad Kun, we see in all the pastimes that Narad Ji has performed so many services. He is given so much, he is contributed so much. It is described, this word Narad. Narad can also be translated as Jnani, or somebody who has knowledge of Bhakti. It is described, Acharya Pada described, where the knowledge of bhakti is there, or Naraji, he is infusing this knowledge in everybody's heart. This Acharya Vatsala Gurudev, he is describing that Naraji and Radha and Govind's transcendental pastimes, by hearing them, especially the sweet pastimes of Shringar Rasa with Radha and Govind, by hearing them, and one may develop greed for Shringar Rasa. That greed, when somebody desires for, then what we will do? Narad Muni became greedy for this, and thousands of years at Kusum Sarovar he performed austerities for thousands of years, and he achieved the Gopi Bhav, and he performed service to Radha and Govind. It is described that Naradji, he is performing so beautiful pastimes, Ashtakaliya, Leela, others. Also we see that Sadashiv, he has told all pastimes about Naradji, and Vrinda Devi herself, and along with Sadashiv, all these dialogues were spoken. Unless and until we do not develop greed towards all these pastimes, we cannot enter these pastimes. Krishna Bhakti, Rasa Bhavita, etc. Even by Sukriti from innumerable lives, it is said that if suppose if greed develops in somebody's heart, we can understand also, like in Naraji's life, from Ramlila to Krishna's pastimes, all pastimes of Krishna, Naraji, how he is present in all his pastimes and serving the Lord in so many different ways. Gyan Vairagya we also see in the character of Naraji. He is Ramaji's son, this Naraji, and how he has taught Gyan and Vairagya to the sons of Prasanna Prabhu, described very beautifully that how he gave knowledge to Daksha's sons. How it is said about bhakti, Jnana and Vairagya. If suppose somebody has bhakti towards Bhagavan Vasudev, then naturally Jnana and Vairagya, he becomes unattached to material sense objects. Naturally it comes all these things. We see in Naraji's past time that how Daksha's 10,000 sons, how he provides Jnana and Vairagya to them. Or if a disciple goes to the Guru with faith, then a Guru infuses Jnana and Vairagya and promotes him towards bhakti. We see in Narad Muni's characters how he has done in so many ways, so many times he has contributed in this manner. Naradji, is there only one river which can go towards two times? This question he was asking sometimes. We see that all the rivers are flowing towards one direction. Or maybe when there is flood, then it might start flowing in opposite direction. But or when it is tide, we can see that it starts flowing again on the other side. But which is that river which is flowing simultaneously in both directions? Very strange question. But Naraji, by asking all these questions, astonishing questions, he described that our life and death, this ocean or river of birth and death, we are 50. I'm thinking, I'm increasing. This is true. My life is increasing. But actually, my life is lessening. I have a definite time for which I am supposed to be living, and all of us are proceeding towards death. That specific time when we will reach, what we are reaching nearer and nearer to that place, nearer and nearer to that time. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, why these words?
Divam na sivaya
Maharaj is describing also that this river simultaneously flowing in two directions. Our life is increasing also and decreasing also. And which is that chakra, which is that wheel, which don't have to rotate, but it is still rotating, the Kal Chakra. We are also caught in this Kal Chakra. Nobody will be saved from this. Is there one female, one lady who is visiting all the houses? That lady is described to be death. Death visits everybody's houses. It is this personified death, Mrityu. This female, nobody is spared from her visit. And by hearing all these answers to these questions, Naraji gives renunciation and provides them bhakti also later. He gives them their realizations, experiences.
Like this, Maharaji's
characters and how from sadhan bhakti to prema bhakti he achieved.
That is why those
beautiful transcendental pastimes, he is hearing all these pastimes and he developed a greed in his heart, and by performing bhajan at the banks of Kusum Sarovar as Narad Gopi, he got the introduction to his Siddha. This is the aim of our life. We pay obeisances to Naradji and may he also infuse this energy in our hearts. In Sakal Patra. Name him, Maharaj. Although Naraji, he has a form expansion in heaven. Near Narayan also he has an expansion. Near Ramchandra ji also he is. In Dwarka Mathura also. In Vrindavan also he has a swarup. In Mahaprabhu's pastimes also he is present there as Srivas. He is tasting all sorts of rasas, especially from Shivji, Shankarji. He hearing the pastimes, sweet pastimes of Krishna, he develops a greed for Gopi Bhav and Gopi body of a Gopi. He wanted that, how can I achieve this body and how will I be able to serve Radha and Krishna in this form? That is why here Govardhan ji is fulfilling the desires of all. He knew this. He came at the foothills of Govardhan and this Narakund is right here, residing there for long, long time. He served Bhagwan with Samadhi. He worshipped him. I think that Gopal Mantra and Kam Gayatri, he must have used these, must have chanted these. And after many, many days of chanting these, his desire was fulfilled by the Lord's mercy and he got a Gopi there. And it was called Naradi Gopi, the name was given. He gained perfection in this place. Those people who have such rare desires residing in Govardhan, who will worship him, they will also be able to fulfill their desires.
कई कई पर ऐसा लिखा है
somewhere it is also written that in Sakya Ras also is his Swarup Madhumangal, and in Gopi Roop is Naradi Gopi. Translation.
Today is the 23rd day of our Brajamana Parikrama, and how fortunate we are to go to these pastime places. These pastime places which we are visiting have the same potency as Krishna. By going there, by hearing the Harikatha there, by touching the dust of these places, then the endless cycle of material existence named samsara is destroyed. And the feelings that go with it, in terms of I and mine, are also destroyed by touching the dust of these places. These holy places also have the power to bestow one's Siddha Swarup, one's eternal identity. This Lila Katha also has the same potency as Sri Krishna himself. It has great power to remove unhappiness. And for the conditioned souls of this world, there is no superior process than visiting these pastime places and hearing the Harikatha associated with them. Today we went to Sri Narad Kund. Sri Narad Muni has many swarups, one in the heavenly planets, one in Vaikuntha with Sri Narayan, one in Ayodhya with Sri Ramachandra Bhagavan, in Dwarka also, in Brajamandal also, and Sri Navadvip Dham also. With these unlimited swarups, he tastes all types of rasa. Especially hearing from Sri Sadashiv, he developed a great greed to achieve the spiritual body of a gopi and to serve in Gopi Bhav. Therefore, performing austerities there at Narad Kund, Aradhana, rather worship, yet he tried to perform service to Radha Krishna under the Anugatya, or the guidance of the gopis. Therefore, Narad Kund is at the feet of Govardhan. And who is Giriraj Govardhan? He fulfills all desires. Therefore, Sri Narad Muni for a long time performed worship of Sri Radha Krishna by use of the Gopal Mantra and the Kam Gayatri. After a long time, Bhagavan gave him Gopi Deha, spiritual body, and he became Narini Gopi. He achieved his perfection there. Also, in some place has been written that it is as Sri Madhumangal that Sri Narad Muni takes Sakya Ras there also in the pastimes of Raja.
Brihat Bhagavatamrita.
Kavas Shatashtam Mukha Nirvita Venu Gita Piyusha Mudhvita Karna Putai Pivanja Shavat Nutata Tanaspaya Kavalas Matasko Govinda Matma Nidhisasu Kalas Vishanta Krishna shakhaon ko lekar
taking the sakhas along with them.
Is Govardhan ki talati mein Govardhan ke paas mein ko bechara.
He reaches this Govardhan at the foothills of Govardhan and grazing the cows. In the different caves of this mountain, he is performing different pastimes.
Radha Kund Shyam Kund mein unki madhyanik leela hoti.
He is performing afternoon pastimes, madhyan leela, the topmost pastimes. In Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, you are fortunate that you have come to this place. Here Krishna taking all the cows and calves, with the cups of their ears, the flute song emanating from the lips of Krishna, they are drinking with the cups of their ears. The cows who were grazing the grass, now they lift up their heads and their ears lifted up also. In great attention, they are listening to this flute song. This grass, they forget everything. Total bliss, they are just listening to this flute song. And the calves who were drinking the milk from their mother's udders, that now they have forgotten to drink this milk. It just stays in their throat. They can't swallow it. Neither can they throw it out. Such is the condition in Prem. And from the cows and the calves' eyes, a stream of tears begin to flow up. Tears of Prem. In the first shloka, it was told, oh, these does of the Braj, they are so fortunate. They don't have intelligence because, so like some hunter is calling them by playing flute, when they, by playing the flute, they hypnotize the does and they kill it by hitting them with sticks. Such foolish species are these does. By hearing the flute song of Krishna, they come near him, and following them, Krishna Sar, the friends of Krishna also, their husbands, and they are begging pranay from Krishna by their glances. If the deers are in this condition, then those cows which are being maintained by their own, by his own hands, Krishna is maintaining the cows by his own hands, and all the time he is with these cows, what to speak about them? There he pats them, he embraces the calves just like sakhas, he embraces them. What will be their condition? What kind of love they would have, affection they would have towards Krishna? Think carefully. These does and deers have such love. And how much love and affection we have? How much? Wait. You must feel it.
Feel this.
If you don't have this, then feel distressed, should feel sorrowful. That, oh, we don't have this. So these gopis, by this Gavasya shlok, they are describing the glories of the cows and the calves. Reading. Are that flute song of this flute is not just sound, it is nectar.
That
it is not this Amrit nectar of the heavenly planets. This nectar is a very special transcendental Amrit emanating from the lotus lips of Krishna. By the, they are filling the cups of their ears with these sounds. Hearing this flute song, wherever the cows are, they become stunned and still. They have turned their ears towards the direction of the sound. The cows can turn their ears, if you have seen. They have turned towards the direction of the sound. Now they are drinking this nectar. They are filling up their ear cups of their ears with this nectarian sound and drinking it to their fill. And that grass which they were grazing, now it is right in their mouths there. They cannot swallow, neither did they throw it up. Why do they raise their heads? So that their, if ears will be higher, then this nectar will remain up, it will not fall down, it will enter inside them. So like this, the cups of their ears are used for drinking this nectar. Drinking this nectar, they are just still drinking and drinking, and they don't become satisfied. And the calves, when drink, the udders are flowing, overflowing with milk automatically. The calves were drinking this, but as soon as they heard the flute song, this nectar, they are also now drinking this nectar and forgot to drink this milk which is flowing from the udders of their mothers. Their udders of their mothers is in their mouths. Forgotten to drink. The milk which was, that it is just remains there. Doesn't enter their stomachs from their throats. All these activities, all their activities are forgotten. And just like they are standing still, like a non-movable entity. And because of presence of great prem towards Krishna, the milk which is flowing from the udders of the their mothers, they forgot to drink it also. It just keeps flowing. And like this, how fortunate are these cows and these calves. We are staying in our homes. Krishna is playing his flute. Nectar is flowing from his flute. But just like the cows and calves and the does and deers, we cannot drink this nectar. We cannot, through the cups of our ears, we cannot drink it. We neither can have darshan of that Govind. Both of them, the deers, the does, and the cows and calves, all of them become still, after hearing this flute song. So much attraction they have towards the, they found so much rasa, so much nectar in this flute song of Krishna. Reading. Who is describing all these? Now, after 3-4 days, he is going to die. Parikshit Maharaj. And these sweet pastimes of Krishna, he is speaking. Nothing he is speaking, just he is saying, hear these pastimes. And Parikshit ji is becoming also so absorbed. What kind of emotions are, waves of emotion are rising in his heart? When just he is at his, near his death, you cannot imagine what condition he is in. I think the way he is describing himself, he is speaking to his mother, that mother, Krishna, is, you forget that he is your father-in-law. That's the way the gopis consider him to be their beloved. You also should think him. And then you can imagine if he is telling to his mother what he is himself thinking, what kind of moods arise in his heart. He is definitely also in gopi bhav. Translation.
Sri Sanat Goswami is continuing his Brihad Bhagavatam of Sanat Goswami. Therefore Krishna is taking his thousands of friends, the suckers, calibrating to Govardhan. How many varieties of pastimes are performed in his unlimited caves? And his eyes are Radhakund and Shamkund, where Radha Krishna perform their Madhyamik Leela, which is the topmost of all pastimes performed in Vrindavan, in Brajamandal. And how fortunate we are to be sitting in this very same place. Therefore the gopis are describing, just see the cows, by drinking the nectar of Krishna's flute, with their ears like cups, they are drinking the nectar of the Vedogit. The grass is in their mouth, therefore the grass is not going inside, nor is it going outside. In ecstasy they have become stunned, and the grass is simply remaining in their mouth. The calves, in a similar way, are also becoming ecstatic. Becoming stunned by hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, the milk is not going in their stomach, nor is it falling from their mouth. From the calves and the cows, loving tears of ecstasy are flowing from their eyes. In the previous verse we heard Danyasvamudi, Apiharinya Eta. O Sakhi, the deer are most fortunate, even though they are foolish and have no discrimination. They are going right near to Krishna, and their husbands who are Krishna Sar are also following. Their husbands are not disturbing them, and the deer are begging pranay, loving relationship with Krishna by their glances. They are how fortunate are the cows. Krishna is nourishing them with his own hand. And without umbrella or shoes, Krishna is moving here and there with them. Krishna hugs the necks of the calves like suckers, like friends. Therefore, we should measure how much friend we have compared to the suckers of Krishna, or the calves. Therefore, this is not flute sound, it is actually nectar. This nectar is not the nectar of the heavenly planets. It is the applicant nectar, the transcendental nectar emanating directly from the lips of Sri Krishna. And drinking that nectar, the ears of the cows have become like donors, like cups. And they turn towards Krishna with their heads in the air, so the nectar will not go in one ear and out the other, but rather it will stay there. Hearing the nectar of that sound, they forget they are chewing grass, and the grass is not falling in, is not going inside their stomach, nor falling from their mouth. The cows are not satisfied by hearing, they want to hear more and more. And the calves, their situation is also similar. With their mouths on the udder of their mother, they are stunned and they are forgetting to drink the milk. The milk is not going inside or outside. Rather, the calves have become stunned. All their other activities have finished and they are simply drinking the nectar of Krishna's from sound. Because their loving affection to Krishna has increased unlimitedly, they are forgetting to drink the milk. The gopis say, how fortunate are the calves and the cows that go with Krishna. Alas, the gopis say, we are in our homes and we are not fortunate like the animals, like the deer and the calves. We cannot taste the nectar of the flute sound of Krishna, nor can we go near to Krishna and have darshan like the animals. We are unable to do like that. Therefore, how much nectar is in the Venugi, the sound of Sri Krishna's flute? And how much nectar is in this Venugi described by Sri Sukadeva Goswami? Who is speaking this? This is spoken by Pariksit Maharaj. And who is hearing? His mother. Sri Pariksit Maharaj will die in just a short time. But what is he doing? He is not doing anything. He is simply hearing this Lila Katha. Therefore, Pariksit Maharaj said, O mother, you should not forget that Krishna is my sasur means what?
Father-in-law. Father-in-law.
You should forget that relation with Krishna. And you should have a relationship. Krishna is my beloved, just like the gopis. In his Tikas, Sri Sanatana Goswami comments that both Sri Pariksit Maharaj and his mother are both endowed with gopi bhava.
Om Jnanati Marandhasya Jnananda Slakya
Radhika ji also is speaking this shloka. She herself is speaking. Aho. The aborigine girls of this forest, the ladies, the aubergine females of this, their life is fortunate. They have become successful.
मैं ही सबसे प्रिय दैता हूँ कृष्ण की प्रियतमा हूँ ये तो भूल गई.
She is forgotten that she is the dear most beloved of Krishna, and she herself is saying, oh, this she is the beloved. This kumkum from Krishna's lotus feet, which is now decorating their bodies, when he is walking on the grass which is smeared with dew, then this kumkum comes from Krishna's feet on the blades of grass. Then when they see this, the aboriginal girls see this, they develop calm in their hearts, increases calm in their hearts. That kumkum has so much potency that first they got calm in their hearts, and when they got calm, then they became desirous to pacify it. That very kumkum, they now put it on their face and all bodily limbs. They smear their bodies. See, Radhika is saying that how fortunate they are. I don't have such anurag. This is the symptom of Mahabhav. Like this,
if the
Pulindi girls have such anurag towards Krishna, then what kind of attachment anurag they have towards gopis, and what kind of anurag Radhika has towards Krishna, it is beyond description. It is very beautiful, this moment. Very beautiful.
Therefore, this verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam has been spoken by Srimati Radhika herself. Her condition is such that she is forgetting the kumkum that is now on the feet of Krishna, that is her kumkum. Where has it come from? It has come from her body. But being bewildered, these are the symptoms of Mahabhav, then she is saying, oh, some beloved, Krishna has taken the kumkum from some beloved upon his feet. That kumkum from the body of that beloved has come on the feet of Krishna. And the Pulindi, seeing that kumkum on the grass, thereby seeing that they calm, their lust has been awakened. So first their calm was awakened, and in order to pacify that calm, they took that kumkum and smeared upon their bodies and upon their face. Therefore, if the Pulindis have so much anurag towards Krishna, imagine the anurag in the gopis. And if the gopis have so much anurag towards Krishna, imagine the anurag that Srimati Radhika has towards Krishna.
The aim of all sadhaks, practitioners, is somehow in every jeev's heart, this prem, to manifest this prem in the hearts. In all the shastras say this, all the acharyas' opinions, especially those who are in the disciplic succession of Mahaprabhu. This is the topmost aim of all, should be of all the jivas. That's why I have invited you from various countries. These all pastimes are not described anywhere in the world. Sukadev Goswami, this Rastatva Vichar, what he is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj, what is the aim of this speaking? That this may manifest in our hearts also by seeing his moods, emotions from his service mood, that this is the aim of, pinnacle of aim of our life. If our aim is fixed, then from Upadeshamrit you start. That is why Parikshit Maharaj is speaking all these topics. His prem. Prem is being described.
Therefore, all the scriptures have described that the topmost achievement, Rupa Priyojan, is this prem of the gopis. Especially the conception coming from the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, all jivas should understand that this is their topmost goal, and they should fix it very firmly in their hearts. that this guitar that we are hearing, this is not being spoken here and there. We are very fortunate to hear this here. And what is the reason we are hearing such topics? By hearing these topics, we can develop some greed. Oh, if I could achieve this topmost prem, my life would be successful. In this way, we fix our goal. And how to achieve that goal? Then we come to the teachings of Sri Rupa Goswami as given in Sri Upadeshamrita. Therefore, Pariksit Maharaj, with this intention in his mind, is speaking such Nectar Katha to his mother.
Kirtan.
Come on, come on.